Morning. I thought we'd go over today the theme, You Are the Stillness. So take a breath. Release, relax. You cannot know who you are with or through the mind. Living as you are beyond mind and words in the stillness of being is the release of suffering. As scripture has written, be still and know that I am God. And as sage Sri Ramana says, be as you are. So what is seemingly being pointed to is that you are the stillness. Now that might not seem logical when our minds are going like a train down a track. But nevertheless, what you are is beyond all the thinking, all the words, all the concepts, all the ideas, whatever activity of mind or body is engaged in, you are that which is beyond it. It is our natural state to be this stillness, this silence. It is our nature. Just as love is the essence of all that is, silence and stillness is the essence of all that is. So, although we use mind in there is that stage in you or that understanding that rises in you that mind is not the authority but is a servant. So, as we use the mind in our daily activities, I'll meet you at 2 at the cafe. I have an appointment at 3. Oh, it's time to turn on the oven for putting the dinner in. It's time. We use the mind. We use time. But it is not the reality. We do not live in time, nor do we live as a servant of mind. So, to recognize that, I feel brings us to the state of where we begin to contemplate or reflect on. We begin using the mind to contemplate what mind is. Well, mind is a is an accumulation of thoughts, and we give that accumulation the word mind. I think sometimes it's like when you have a litter that is actually an accumulation of several small kittens, but we use the term to make that bundle of kittens into one object, a litter. And I think we use that with thoughts. We take this accumulation of thoughts and we put them into one category and go, that's mind. Thinking and thoughts are mind. So to recognize, as we use mind, we recognize mind as not being what anyone is. It's not what I am. It's not what my neighbor is, my so-called seemingly neighbor. We are, or you are, or the I is, that I is what is beyond the chatter of mind, the contemplation, even the contemplation. Silence is beyond the contemplation, it's beyond the meditation. It is beyond the reflection that we use the mind for, but what we are seeking is beyond that. You begin to recognize it is out of this silence, out of this stillness, that the world, the universe, is projected into existence. So when we go to the stillness, we can see quite clearly that what is taking place that appears to not be stillness is not reality. The only reality that is the reality that you are. And the reality that you are is that silence, that place of stillness beyond mind. There is this ultimate, absolute, and these are only words. They're just pointing. But there is that place beyond mind and thought. In that silence, out again, out from which what is called world, what is called whatever this visual expression is, from whence it flows. And what you are is that supreme reality. It is out of the stillness that we do have all of these objects. For consciousness, is the substance of all the objects of the universe. And all that is consciousness, and all that is flow from the eternal stillness, the eternal silence, and you are the stillness. You are the presence of the stillness, beyond mind, beyond words, beyond concepts. You are that. when in your practices, your daily practice, perhaps of contemplation, reflection, we call us meditation, that you begin to enter that place beyond the thinking mind. That place is what we call home. That place is in the heart. We often call it in the heart. But you are the stillness. How often have you heard me say, be still? Pointing to, go past the thinking, go past the mind, be still. It doesn't matter if the thoughts are running and running and just moving along. That doesn't matter. Being still doesn't mean having no thoughts or having the body sitting very still, rigid, or even still and relaxed. It doesn't matter. It is seeing that the thoughts are no things, to see that the thoughts are not really about you. If the thoughts were about you, they would be thoughts of silence, and I don't think that's doable. So in the seeing that the thoughts are just objects in consciousness, and without a power, brings you into that place of stillness, brings you in that into being as you are. So it is the silence and the stillness that is the supporting structure of consciousness, of the universe. And you are that stillness. You are that. So, do you have any comments? Any thoughts, ideas? Would you like a different topic? Is there something you'd like to have a little bit more clarity about?
I'm happy with the silence. I think that's pretty much what I'm interested in, because that's where it all happens at. So as long as we can get still and be in that silence.
And okay, and as you say, if we can get still, can you elaborate on that?
Well, sometimes it's just hard to sit down and make yourself do it, you know?
Okay. So. Okay. We're good. First of all, you can meditate, or you can recognize the stillness. You can turn to the stillness. You can turn to the silence at any moment. At any moment, there is, you don't need to be in what is termed a formal setting of meditation, as in sitting down and relaxing the body and do whatever preliminaries you might be accustomed to. And actually the preliminaries are for beginners. But as you're walking.
Well, let me interrupt you a minute. They say that the silence is empty unless you have truth before. So don't you need to ponder truth before you have the silence?
Well, how long will you ponder truth before you realize you are the silence? 1 minute, 1 year, 10 years? How long do you ponder that I am not the body nor the mind? I am not.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is, don't you have to ponder some kind of truth before?
I am the truth. What would
I know? But if I'm sitting here being silent and I have no truth active in my consciousness, then how do I get the awareness or the realization that I am the truth? If I just sit here in silence and one day it just says, I am the truth?
No, it's not going to say I am the truth. You have to get rid of the one that wants to sit in the silence and find the truth. That's the question. Who is sitting or going to sit in the silence to say words of truth to become the truth?
Well, I guess I'm still not getting this across. I am the one that is sitting. But how do I come to that realization that it's like the aha moment where, you know, you go, I am that I am. I am that what I'm seeking. Intellectually, we know it and can probably accept it. Most of us can. But to come to that realization where you don't even have to go, we wouldn't even be asking these questions.
I'm still going to go back to that first part.
Okay.
You're asking me how can I accept that I am the I am, or that I am the supreme reality beyond all of this? Firstly, you do it throughout the day. You do that understanding, like, when the dishes are being washed, I turn my attention within. I recognize the beauty of just this running water, the sound of the running water, the beauty of the bubbles. My attention is on what is now, and what is now is myself. If the dishes are being done and I'm allowing the mind to go out, as we call it, into the world. Oh, gee, next week I have to do this, and tomorrow I have to do that, and I can't wait to get these dishes done because I have to go do. That is what you are in meditation attempting to surrender. And I'm saying that it is done. Meditation is done all day long by turning within at what the mind, the egoic mind or the split mind or the mind holding separation would rather not be involved in the moment. It wants to go here and there. It wants to be excited. It wants to be happy. It wants to find this. So it's constantly in motion. And throughout the day, you have every opportunity to continuously turn within and be in that moment without taking, oh, I got to make time to meditate. And the question there should be for everyone, who is this person that wants to make time to meditate? The recognition that there is no person that can meditate should be what is taking place within you before even sitting. There is no person to go meditate to discover who I am. So throughout the day, there is this constant recognition by turning back within. You're just sitting. Maybe you're just sitting, writing a note or reading a book. You reflect on at that moment. There is no person here to read this book. There is nothing here except the divine presence that I am. So it must be this presence that is reading this book. There is no person here to meditate. So if meditation is taking place and I'm aware of meditation taking place, that means that there's only that which is present is the I that I am, because there's no person here to meditate, to find the I that I am. It's already here. And I'm aware of it in meditation, that it is meditation, because there's no person here to do that. And constantly throughout the day, whenever you discover the mind is wandering outward, you gently and lovingly, you recall it back. No, what is here. Not out there in separation. So it's that constantness throughout the day that is, it is your deepest meditation. At every opportunity, again, when mind is going out there to criticize or going over there to judge or move into a state of fearfulness or move into a state of anxiety, when all of that is starting to take, then throughout the day, that breath comes. No, only God is present. There are no persons to be present to do anything. In the understanding, I am neither body nor mind, and God is all that is. God is everything. Consciousness is everything. Consciousness is the substance of every form. So it's this, again, throughout the day, over and over, and you pick up a glass of water. Thank you that there is water present for this body. His body requires that, and I am grateful that it's a present to be given to this body. Or thankful for the water to one of these lovely plants over here. There is no person that can make water. There is no person that can do anything. And this is where you keep your attention. This is how you keep your attention on what you already are. You're not going to find what you are by believing there is a person that is going to find this out. It is the person that is, if there is such a thing, the barrier. It's the belief in being the person. And we relinquish that belief by throughout the day, returning to the heart, I am that I am. There are no persons here. There is no person to find. There's actually no person to find God. There's no person to find consciousness. There is no person to awaken. And there is no person to become enlightened. There is a state of awareness that I'm not this mind and I'm not this body. So to first of all, ask who is the one that doesn't have the time to meditate, because you're not going to find that, because you'll be looking for a person. Because would you say God doesn't have the time to meditate? Would you say that consciousness has no time for meditation when there is no time? Of course not. But in our state of believing to be a person, we do state that this person doesn't have time to meditate. So the understanding rises that I am not the person. I've never been the person. That would require two. There's never been two. There's one supreme reality. I don't have to find it. It's already here. And you say, well, how do we come to that understanding that I'm not in that understanding? But what isn't in that understanding? God? Or a person that I might believe that I am? These are the questions you ask. You question every thought that tries to tempt you to believe you're not what you already are. Now think about that. You are being tempted with thoughts. You're in the garden of temptation. The thoughts of temptation come saying, you're not that yet. You're not that yet. And you accept that temptation. And as you accept that temptation, you feel, you truly begin to believe, I'm not there yet. But all that has transpired is a thought that says you have to meditate and get really silent and get really still. And then perhaps you'll have your aha moment and become what you already are. No, beloved. First, you have to see that there's no person here to meditate. Now, what happens when I sit quietly and I just follow some breathing and I don't touch any of the thoughts that come, and that's all that's taking place, just paying attention to some breathing and just being still, not playing with thoughts, not believing thoughts, just letting them slide on by? Where is that person? Where is the person without a thought saying that there's a person here? Where is a person without you accepting a thought that says there's a person here meditating? So meditation is a practice to get you beyond practice. So if the person idea is going into meditation to get an aha moment, now take a look at that, what is actually being thought or presented. Okay. The person is going to sit in meditation to get an aha moment. Which means the person is not going to meditation purely. The person has a desire. So you have a person and you have a desire. and desire will always in some way bring some suffering. And a person over here trying to know God. What do you think that the thoughts are going to be? See, you can't get there, you can't get still enough, or you're not practicing meditation enough, when meditation is a moment by moment happening. Yes, a formal meditation is quite pleasant, just to sit and let the body relax and take a deep turning within and just being still. You want an aha moment, you go to meditation without person, without a desire. You go what we call purely. Obviously, there is no you to go to meditation. This is just helping get to this point of recognition. There's no person to meditate. So now I go without person. I sit. There is no Mary whatsoever who could possibly meditate. Thank you. Thank you for that. Okay. I have no desire. If I feel the presence, okay. If I do not feel what I presume as person to be the presence, okay. All those ideas are coming from that state of being a person. So the recognition of self is not always that aha that you're looking for. It's just such a gentle awareness. And perhaps that is the aha. It's like in that story about the four and the five, it's like all our life, we've been five. Five is going to meditate. Five is going to be on a spiritual path. Five is going to be on a quest to find four. So five is diligently reading and studying, and five is going to meditate, and five is going to do this. And then in the sitting down and saying, okay, there's no five, there's no four, there's nothing but this moment. And the recognition comes in that moment. Dang. Two and two, it's always been four. But five was doing the seeking. And there is no five to do the seeking. Two and two, I've always been four. I've always been, I am. I've never been Mary. Not in the conceptual way that everyone thinks. And you've never been the name that's on the form either. So in that moment, dang, I've always been the four. It's always been four. Never ever has two and two ever been five. It's always been. And here this five was seeking to become four. And then five recognizes, dang, I've always been four. And that's your aha. Dang, I've always been I am. I've never been Diana. Wow. I've never been person seeking. It was all thoughts. So formal meditation, fine. Sit, be still in the awareness. I've always been what I am in this moment. Whether the feeling is sadness or joy, whether the feeling is happiness or unhappiness, whether the feeling is fear or joyfulness, it doesn't matter. I have always been what I am, and I am that right now. I don't, five does not have to seek to become four. It has to recognize I've never been five to begin with. And this is what we do. We sit, we contemplate, if you will, why I am what I am right now, and why I've never been the person that the thoughts would tempt me to believe in. That's your contemplation. That's your meditation. And that is the truth. That's your truth going into meditation, as you say, so to say. I've never been with the thoughts are trying to tempt me to believe. That's your aha. That's the truth. You say, you speak words of truth as we go in. Then sit down, recognize there is no me to meditate. If meditation is happening, then it has to be happening by what is present. And what is present is the I that I am. And in this stillness, there's nothing to say. There's nothing to think. There's nothing to do. I already am. Be still. Does that help?
Yes. I guess I just needed to straighten it up today. a good reminder.
Yes, yes. Thank you. You're welcome, beloved. There's no person to go into meditation, nor to come out of meditation. Meditation is keeping your awareness on who you are. And that we do all day long, or could be doing all day long.
Mary?
Yes?
That was so helpful. And I wondered if you could speak a little bit more about questioning the thoughts.
Okay.
That one who is headed outward.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Like right now, I feel this deep peace. And when we're finished our video this morning, there will be this outward. I can almost feel how I lift up out of it.
You're feeling the pull to go back into the excitement of drama.
Exactly. Like, what am I going to do here?
You know.
How am I going to hold on to this?
Yeah, okay. Well, the way it was presented to me, way, it seems so far back. But the way it was presented to me when I was sitting in contemplation and the thought would come, that proverbial thought, actually, like, you're not there yet.
Yeah.
Or if something happened, it's like, oh, God, Mary, you're so stupid. You know, all of the rhetoric of mind that is either continuing to push you into personhood or is tempting you to go down the rabbit hole of personhood. It was presented to me in my quiet time that every time that thought comes up, any thought of temptation, the thought of temptation to be depressed, even to be happy, to be sad, to be fearful, to be anxious, to be judgmental, to be sweet, to be kind, to be any time, any thought, and there's a lot of them in the beginning, is to question that thought immediately. I was told those thoughts should be like a red flag because they are going to take your peace. They're going to take your serenity. They're going to take your silence. Mm. They are red flags, and see them as a red flag and then question every one of them. Every red flag gets questioned. So when the thought would come, you're not there yet, or, you know, you're so stupid, or you'll never understand this, I was instructed to stop and question and ask, is God not there yet? Or is God stupid? And when you have that thought and you turn within, I was kind of looking over my shoulder in the beginning. I was thinking, well, God's right here. So I'm looking in the direction. I mean, it's all just words, but this is for me in the very beginning, this is how it took place, that I would just look over the shoulder and say, Father God, beloved presence, whatever came, are you stupid? and every time this upliftment of joy, it just, there was just like this cleansing, this like there was something that was removed, and it was just so gentle. So, well, of course not, you know, I can't be stupid. So it was all of this taking place continuously. This is why the meditation is all day long. So every time any question, you know, I'm not there yet. And I say, okay, Father, if you're not there yet, then where are you? Are you not there yet? And again, just this uplifting of joyfulness. And I do so encourage you guys to try this. But that went on continually, all the time, day and night. And it didn't take long. It didn't take long to recognize these thoughts are all BS. Absolutely. And in that recognition, and I still ask sometimes when a thought will come, but they don't really come in as they do in the beginning. Mm-hmm. So that is how it took place for me. The questioning each red flag that was tempting me again, in the garden, the temptation to believe that I wasn't what I was. I encourage you, if you're having even that thought right now, well, maybe not right now, but maybe after we close the session, to see them as red flags. They're lies. The thought that says you're not there yet, it's a lie, because you are. The thought that says you have to practice more and meditate more, those are lies. You don't. It's just a recognition. I've always been what I am. I've never been anything else. There's never a time when you're not there. If you were not there, the universe would not even be. So it's this, for me, okay, it was this constant questioning.
I like very much what you just said about turning, because when I turn, I feel love.
Not yourself.
Yeah. And it's like so open. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Mm. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What a blessing to be with you. So if there's no more comments, no more questions, let us pray. Most beloved self, my home is beyond the clatter of mind and thoughts. My being is beyond every word, thought, and concept ever conceived. I am not describable. I am not knowable. I am not form. I am the pure, bodiless, unborn, unchanging reality. That is the I that I am. Before, now, and always. Amen. Om Namaste.